Now, with the pressures on pupils these days, from everything from class sizes through to some of the mental health concerns that we have when they're at school, it's obviously something which can be helped when it comes to their education. If you look at one-to-one tutoring, studies have shown that receiving a one-to-one tutoring can see significant improvements in performance, including a 67% boost in attainment compared to traditional classroom settings. To tell us more, I'm joined now by Kevin Ramshorn, maths tutor and also manager director at Suited Tutor, alongside Sadira Mansour, who's a student who's had personal tutoring for some of her subjects. Good afternoon to you both.
Good
Good
afternoon.
afternoon.
So first of all, Sadira, tell us a bit about your education journey and why you first turned to extra one-to-one tutoring.
Hi, yes, sure. So I initially put my heart to study medicine at a very young age. And so I just needed, because I wanted to study the A levels, biology and chemistry, as long alongside with psychology as well. And so I decided that I just needed the extra push outside my lessons. So I did some research and I found that Suited Tutors is the best option for me. So I began my journey with Suited Tutors about 2 years ago, and since then it's been amazing and I couldn't recommend them enough. And yeah, that's how it all started.
That's a good recommendation there,
Thank
Kevin.
you.
Obviously, I think when it comes to it, I mean, people sometimes get scared of the concept and the cost of something like one-to-one
Yes.
tutoring. But I mean, this is something which you're able to sort of be hold the price down, particularly as so much more of this is done online these days rather than physically going to homes.
No, you're right. I mean, instead of going to homes, it has made it more cost effective. So before, we had to charge for the travel time of the tutors just to get to the person. But because we don't have to worry about that anymore, and they can do online tutoring, which is a much quicker pace, it has allowed the tutor to have more lessons to be delivered, and it also allowed them to do the lesson from the comfort of their own home and not worry about being late or being too early, well, to be actually being just late, and making sure that as long as they can start on time and making sure they can deliver a proper planned lesson during those requested time, then it should be more effective.
And Cedra, when it comes to it, it's subjects you're struggling with are the ones that you're going to focus on. But sometimes you might want an extra bit of a boost to get a greater understanding from a personal point of view in one of the subjects you're already excelling in.
Yes, definitely. I believe that biology and chemistry have been my strong subjects so far. Psychology has also been one of my strong subjects, but with psychology, I didn't need much help. However, due to the excitement of the content, I really just wanted to, express that. And I think with tutors, they add to that excitement. And with studying, it just makes it more fun and enjoyable. You have someone to talk to, someone to express your interest with. And I believe that having that one-to-one tutoring just really helps, enhance that motivation and desire to study, and I think that's just a great addition to one-to-one tutoring.
And Kevin, it's not just the gifted like Sidra who may take on some extra help to boost their grades. It also could be somebody who may have been diagnosed recently as having ADHD or the likes of autism. And whilst this may not be enough to put them into a teaching environment where the state is helping them, an extra bit of help at home could make a huge difference.
No, I agree with that. Because obviously, with our tutors, we do offer them training in handling students with learning difficulties. Like you said about ADHD, one of the things we do to make sure we talk about in our lesson plans is to make sure you manage your time correctly. So, with ADHD students, they have a short attention span. So, we do try to make sure short activities and making sure they have a time for reflecting as well. And the level of engagement with those type of students is a bit different, but it's still more interactive because the more interaction I have with the students, the easier it's for me to deliver the key points that I want to make to those pupils. And you can see as well, some of them will need more time because of a certain needs. So like if I have some students with like mental health problems, because I know about 80% of the parents are stating that their child have mental health problems, and about a quarter of them are not even attending school. So having those tutors to deliver those lessons, they won't be falling behind, and then I can ch actually tailor a bit more suited to those students themselves. So for one example, we had one student who was a refuser. So when we done the one-to-one sessions, it took about a year and a half for them to get a bit more comfortable, and then actually join back into a mainstream school. So having those tutoring is also an alternative for those who are actually struggling with their mental health or any learning difficulties.
And Sidra, again for you, I mean, this sort of fitted around your schedule as well, didn't it?
Yes, it did definitely. I definitely believe that the convenience of one-to-one tutoring being at home, I think is a great addition. Just that you can come back from college and you can settle down and you don't have to start your tuition as soon as you come home. It's just coming home, relaxing for a while, and then beginning tuition, and that can last for an hour or two, and it's up, totally up to you however long you want to study for. And I just think that is perfect. Like the timing wise, you can choose yourself. The convenience of it being at home, not going out, not going to travel far. And I just think it's just a perfect addition to studying a mainstream school. And yes, I agree with that.
And Kevin, when it's maybe something like a rural area, remote, maybe disadvantaged areas, it can be harder to get the education that you need. The teachers may be stretched more thinly, the class sizes are likely to be larger. So, I mean, how can this help in those circumstances? I take it, obviously, it's still funded by the parents, but actually, it is an investment in their child's future.
It is an investment. I mean, we had, I mean, sorry, we had a program called National Tutoring Program, where they did look into supporting those students in the rough areas, well, disadvantaged areas, and it did show a really significant improvement in the result, about 2.5 times more than the students who are just doing traditional classroom settings. So when you say, oh, having those available to disadvantaged areas, it's a big boost in their confidence and a big boost in their attainment. Yeah.
Where can we go to find out more about suited tutors?
So one of the things we have provided for our tutors and students is to get more information from our website called suitedtutor.com, and in that website you will get a lot of information of how to help your own child and making sure you can book anything, so you can book any lessons or trial lessons if you wanted. If you wanted more information, we do provide our phone number and an email, and you can also message us as well, and we do respond as soon as possible.
So that's all via the website. Give us that full web address.
That is suitedtutor.com.
Simple as that. Well, for now, Managing Director at City Tutor and also Maths Tutor to Kevin Ramshan and Sidra Mansour, who's a student who is thriving with the one-to-one tuition she received. Thank you both for joining us.
Oh,
Thanks so much.
thank you, Jason.
Thank you.